Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Jonas Yantan. With a view to enhance ease of living for its crews of members, Employees Provident Fund Organization, EPFO, has now introduced auto-mode settlement of advance claims for the purpose of education and marriage and housing. EPFO has introduced an auto-claim solution wherein claim is processed automatically by IT system without any human intervention. Auto-mode of claim settlement was introduced in April 2020 for the purpose of advance for illness. Ministry of Labour and Employment in a statement said that the limit has been enhanced from earlier 50,000 to 1 lakh rupees. It added that during the current year, around 2.25 crore members are expected to reap the benefits of this facility. India's headline retail inflation stayed largely unchanged at 4.83% in April, according to the data released by the Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation yesterday. A marginal fall in the headline retail inflation rate was limited by prices of food and beverages that remained elevated at 7.87%, edging higher than 7.68% a month ago. Food inflation rose marginally, with the index coming in at 8.70% in April as compared to 8.52% in the previous month. Former Bihar Deputy Chief Minister and senior BJP leader Sushil Kumar Modi passed away in New Delhi yesterday. He breathed his last at AIIMS New Delhi. Senior BJP leaders have expressed their condolences over the demise of Sushil Modi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in his condolence message, said that Sushil Modi has made an invaluable contribution to the rise of BJP and its success in Bihar. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah, in his condolence message, said that today Bihar has lost a great political leader forever. BJP President JP Nadda said that Sushil Modi's entire life was dedicated to Bihar and his efforts have been very helpful in taking the state on the path of development. Nadda said that his absence is an irreparable loss for countless BJP workers. The Chakasang Students Union CSU has directed all its affiliated and subordinate units to extend a non-cooperation and abstain from any association with the Indian Armed Forces operating under the purview of the Armed Forces Special Powers Act, AFSPA. The directive was issued on May 13 by the CSU in view of the recent extension of AFSPA from April 1 in parts of Nagaland by the Union Ministry of Home Affairs. The CSU stated that this unjust extension only exasperates the fear and unrest already prevalent in the state and undermines the very fabric of the society. The union, while condemning the MHA's action, directed all the affiliated and subordinates not to have any association with the Indian Armed Forces and urged to stand united in its refusal to comply with any directives issued under this draconian law. The CSU also called upon the government of the day to heed to the voices of the people and repeal AFSPA without delay. The Council of Higher Secondary Education Manipur has announced the Class 12 examination 2024 results and recorded 97.63% pass. The Director of State Education School Department said that 31,128 students appeared in the examination, out of which 30,391 students cleared the examination, thereby setting a historic record of highest pass percentage in the state of Manipur. The government school dropped in the commerce stream, while private school dropped in the arts and science stream this year. National Testing Agency, NTA, will be conducting Common University Entrance Test, CUET-UG 2024, at different locations throughout the country from 15 to 18 of May 2024. The examination is being held at 379 cities, including 26 cities outside India. The NTA, in a statement, said that admit card of candidates appearing for the examination will be released on the website CUET-UGL at nta.ac.in. Candidates can download their admit card from the website using their application form number and date of birth. They are also advised to download the admit card on 14th May evening so that any changes in the examination centre due to administrative reasons may be reflected in the admit card. And in Stanley's, India's Rohan Bopanna and his Australian companion Matthew Ebden have entered the men's doubles pre-quarters of the prestigious Italian Open Tennis in Rome yesterday. The second-seeded Indian-Australian, Doe, defeated Francisco Passaro and Matteo Arnoldi of the host country in straight sets, 6-2, 6-2, in the round of 32. Bopanna and Ebden will next face another Italian pair of Simone Bolelli and Andrea Vavasori in the pre-quarters today. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.